Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I don't know why you've turned off the fans.
You can't kick off our episode like that.
It's 100 degrees.
I'm in trousers.
I don't know why.
I don't complain like you.
Do your feet not touch the floor?
Well, they don't. They never.
That's like properly when you're small and little and your feet don't touch the floor when you're sat on the sofa.
Hey, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Ever since I've been engaged to you, my feet have never touched the floor.
Oh, no. Good line, honey. No, it looks weird. You need to sit forward. It's freaking me out. You look like a
what?
Small person.
What do you,
like smaller
do you mean?
Than normal.
No, I'm just going to sit like this.
Why are my feet touching the floor then?
I have short legs. I have a long body and short legs.
Do you? I think you're quite in proportion.
No, I have
a small person.
I have short legs and a long body. You have quite long legs and a squat body.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. You're built for hurdles and I'm built for...
Hurdles?
Yeah.
Don't you have to have like really big... quads for that hurdle?
No, hurdles is jumping over the things.
Yeah, I was good at those.
Well, there we go. We just worked
what
it out.
What were you good at?
Everything.
Javelin.
Very good at javelin.
Strange for someone with such a squat little body.
No, I'm a powerhouse. I have like a strong body.
Yeah, you're strong, girthy.
No, not girthy. I'm just strong. I have a
strong.
Yeah, I have a strong.
Strongest butt known to mankind.
Yeah.
You love your big butt, don't you?
You like the big butt.
No.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. I don't know whether that's a thing where the girls love a man with a big butt. I'm not sure. I think it's like kind of the other way
you
around.
You grabbed the butt before.
Ugh, go away.
Hello, I'm Jamie Leng.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habu.
And we met 4 years ago, and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to episode 16.
Of?
Newlyweds.
There we go, honey.
Still, people are calling it newlyweds to me. I'm like, nah.
Why? It's not newlyweds, it's nearlyweds.
Yeah, we get that.
Before we kick the podcast off... what are your thoughts on polyamory?
What's that? When you stuff a dead person?
You stuff.
Polyamory? What is that?
What do you think polyamory is?
I don't know. It's not monogamous. So is it no, opposite? So when you have sex with loads of people.
What is it? What do you think?
Well, what is it called when you stuff a dead person? You can stuff dead people, right? Yeah, you can. What is it called?
Sophie, where would you...
You know, like when you stuff a horse or something, you put it on your wall. What is that called?
No one stuffs
sorry,
a
like
horse.
A, what do they call like a hawk? What, I've lost my mind.
Who would stuff a horse?
A deer, a stag.
It's not a horse.
Oh, yeah, I know, but it's
what is that called? That is called...
Taxidermy.
Taxidermy.
That's what I thought polyamory might be when you stuff human. And they die.
Polyamory is the opposite of monogamy, where you...
Oh, there we go. I was...
I knew.
It was in the far front of my brain, but I just thought, no.
So what are your thoughts on it? Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
Why do you ask me this? You came back from dinner with your friend the other night and asked me the same question. Yeah. I'm not having an open relationship. Like, what is this?
I don't want an open relationship either, but he questioned whether we should have one.
Obviously not.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was just making sure. Because when we...
You would want me to sleep with other men.
No, I don't want you to sleep with other men.
But you would like to sleep with other women and want me to be okay with it.
Well, I don't want any of that.
Would you actually enjoy that?
I think...
Surely that would be so off-putting, like it would just be... I don't get that.
My friend lives in Brazil, as you know. He told me that polyamory is a big thing over there. People who are in relationships have open relationships and sleep with other people.
Yeah, I think we all know what an open relationship is.
So maybe we should go to a swingers party and just see what happens.
No. I literally would rather die. Sorry, not for me.
Would you? You wouldn't want that?
I would rather die. Imagine if you went to a party and they all put their keys in. Is that
yeah,
what they do?
They put their keys in.
What if you were like the most ranked person there ever? I'd be like, sorry, no, let's do it again.
Well, everyone's looking at you thinking, I don't want the one with yellow teeth.
I do have yellow teeth at the moment. I'm not sure what's going on.
Who's the one with the yellow teeth?
Everyone's thinking, right, you got to own him. He can't even touch the floor. He's so short.
Who's the short bloke with the girl with the yellow teeth? Hopefully we don't get
awful. No, stop.
We have a big episode today. Huge episode.
Huge.
Because we have, as you can see by the title, the Whitehalls.
I'm so excited.
Hillary and Michael, they're on the podcast, so we're going to have a big conversation with them today. So perhaps our conversation about weddings and things like that, we're going to save.
Let's not bring up monogamy to them and plenogamy or whatever.
We're going to talk about a lot of things. However, speaking about monogamy did make me think that we should go straight to listeners' messages.
Okay.
Because we have one about polyamory. About it, Soph.
Give me the juice.
Okay, listeners' messages, here we go. Play the jingle.
Din, 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 din.
We have one from Sydney who says, one of my male friends met a girl at a bar. They were getting along, so they decided to go back to their hotel, start having a drink, and ended up having sex. When her boyfriend was in the wardrobe watching.
The what? Why was he in the wardrobe?
As that was their fetish. My friend quickly left after the man patted him on the back and assured him it was okay to keep going.
That is so rank. I feel violated even just listening to that story. Creeping through the wardrobe. Surely that guy could like sue. That's surely not allowed.
That's
voyeurism.
Yeah, some people like voyeurism.
You kind of do a little bit.
I don't like voyeurism.
Oh, no. Okay, so I've got one from Elle Richards, mm-hmm. who is replying to us when we did our reverse Mr. Missive on what would be our superpower.
Yes.
She wrote in and said, hi, Sophie and Jamie. Just listened to the latest ep and had to tell you about what my superpower would be. Me and my boyfriend have debated this many times, but I 100% stand by it. It's the best power to have and won't hear anything otherwise. The power that she would have would be the power to refill things. Hear me out. Can't afford the bag you want? Refill your bank account and buy it. Still hungry after dinner? Refill your plate, baby. Want another drink, but the queue for the bar is too long? Refill the glass. Nothing to wear? Refill your wardrobe. And the best one, someone annoying you? Refill their bladder and off they go. Honestly, it's just the best. Anyway, good luck with everything. Keep going and make everyone smile. Oh my God, I love that.
That is so good. I
would
love that one.
Do you have a refill one?
I think a refill one is really good. I love that.
I would refill my bank every 5 seconds. Round and round I'd go.
Sophie has an obsession. You spend so much money.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Oh, God.
And what she didn't realize, Sophie and I have a house account now. So we're getting married, obviously.
Do I not hear the end of it? He's like, have you done this and that?
Sophie, we have a joint account.
Yeah.
It's meant to be for all house things, bills, shopping, whatever we do as a family.
But it's not, is it?
Yeah. It is. I click on it.
As a family? It's only the two of us.
As a family, okay, we have a house account. I'm going to go on to the house account right now.
It was set as default on my Apple Pay, guys. I've now removed it. I can't help it. That Apple Pay is nifty. Like, you put it near the sensor and boom, the first card comes up.
I'm going to go to the house account.
Well, obviously, don't read out what I've been spending.
Pret-a-Manger, taxi, Notting Hill Fish Shop. Life Eatery. Facial. There's a face gym in here.
I didn't mean to. Remember, I lost my card for a while, so I had to do that. I'm so sorry, but I've taken it off my Apple Pay now, so no more of that business.
All right. I have another listener message from the person who'd like to remain anonymous. Sophie, I have a pooing problem too.
Dude, this is just not okay. You have not created this narrative that I have a pooing problem. For the record, guys, I do not have a pooing problem.
Okay, well, yellow teeth and pooing problem is not a vibe.
God, I do not.
You should have that on your Tinder profile. I have yellow teeth and a pooing problem.
I might get a Tinder profile after this episode. Honestly, this is ridiculous. I do not have a pooing problem.
I have a pooing problem too. And have had a poo sample incident, many embarrassing moments as well. You have a poo friend in me. I thought I'd share my embarrassing story of when I was an MC for my friends. I was a bit nervous and had a few too many champagnes to calm the nerves. I was giving the guests instructions at the ceremony and flashed them all from the wind blowing up my short dress. Oh my God. I barely remember introducing the speeches and was laughing at my own jokes. They hired a photo booth, highly recommended. It would print 2 copies so the guests could take photos with them and you could stick the other copy in a book and write a lovely message to the couple. Great idea. I have no recollection, but I clearly got a bit carried away in the photo booth and had jumped up and flashed my butt at the camera.
On her own.
Unfortunately, the company sends the couple a digital copy of all the photos after the wedding. My friend sent the pics around to all the guests to pick out the ones you want. I see the pic of my bum, and you can clearly see my bum hole. I was wearing underwear, but it was a tiny G-string that's clearly not made up for big bums. Ah, so now the photo booth company and all the guests have a picture of my distorted jumping up big bum and my bum hole forever. Oh my god.
That's so funny.
Imagine taking a photo and flashing your bum and then looking at the photos.
It's just genius that she flashed her bum anyway. Like, that's the roguest thing ever. Like, also quite a skill to have got the timing right for a photo booth. You know, 1, 2, 3, jump.
Oh my god, it's just so good. Do you have another one, Soph?
I've got one from Georgie Turnbull. Okay. Hey guys, love the pod so much. I've been re-listening to old episodes when I go for walks. Episode 6, the wedding dress episode, reminded me about Sophie's dress for Seville. Quick question for an upcoming episode. Sophie, are you still planning on wearing that original wedding dress or have you bought a new one?
That's a great question.
That is a great question. Should I reveal the answer?
Yes, reveal the answer.
I am getting mine made by the fabulous Emma Beaumont. I'm yet to see it. We're trying to book in next week. She's got a couple samples for me and we're going to make it from scratch. Well, Emma is. And she's amazing for anyone who wants wedding dresses.
Is this the one you're actually going to go for?
Well, yes, Emma's making it.
100% you're going for this one.
Well, I don't know. I've not seen it. But of course, that's what I will go for. And Emma can adapt it to what I like. Like, we're going to see and brainstorm and create a vision.
Love that. Thank you for listeners' messages. Hey, I don't know if anyone else experiences at the moment, but the heat wave is strong.
It's really strong.
We Sophie and I are not sharing a room at the moment because it's so hot in our flat.
I love it.
I know. And she said this to me. She said, I sleep so much better without you.
Jamie, I've said it time and time again. You are so hot. I can almost feel the heat radiating from your body from over here.
You steal everything on the bed.
I don't even sleep with anything on me. There's not even a mere sheet on me at the moment.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
There is a sheet on you.
Why? Because you crept back into my bed last night. It's now my bed.
It's my bed. We're a couple. We're creeping in.
Also, by the way, guys, when he moved down to the other bedroom, he took 2 fans with him. So I woke up, I was like, Fuzzy, where's the fan god? Secondly, where's Jamie? He'd taken them. One was so close to his face, it was practically...
Sophie, you've taken the Dyson fan that is so big and it's like a freaking hurricane on you.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I have it on all the time.
And you don't even point it at me in the bed.
No, because you have 2 others on you. I love it. It's so nice. You also went to the hottest room in the house. It was so strange you did that.
Yeah, I did that because also we've been watching Love Island and Sophie is crying at every single scene at the moment.
And is everyone else not? Because Jax, is he out yet? Because I DM'd him and he's not read it. I DM'd him saying, well done, you smashed it with 10,000 love hearts. Like,
Sophie, you can't do that to a random boy.
I did love heart, love heart, love heart. And then I thought, oh, maybe he thinks I'm in love with him. So I went, well done, you smashed it.
Why would you message him? Why would you
sign? Because he made me cry.
If it doesn't matter. Do you fancy him?
Oh, no, no.
No, no.
You DM'd him too, didn't you?
Yeah, but I DM'd as a mate. As a mate, I can DM.
As your mate.
As a mate, I can DM.
No, I love Jax. I get him on. Like, I would like to meet him. He's so sweet. Poor guy.
Jesus.
I'm crying now just thinking about it.
I know we haven't gone into much of the wedding this episode. We're going to go into a lot of the wedding things that are happening next episode, including drinks and vows and all sorts of things. But I thought now would be a good time to intro our guests. What do you think?
I think so. Let's get them on.
We're going to get them on. We recorded the episode. It was so funny. In the episode, it is honestly genius. We talk about how much Michael Whitehall hates weddings.
Hates weddings, but loves funerals, apparently.
Yeah,
no, the funniest is how they met. The best story is how Michael asked Hillary out on a date.
Yeah, that is genius. And we find out the secret to a happy marriage. Sophie, you ready for this?
So ready.
Ladies and gentlemen of the podcast, please welcome the Whitehalls. Michael, Hillary, welcome to Newlyweds podcast.
Thank you very much for having us, Jamie.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Just before we start, I realised I made a mistake because we're recording this in our studio. Mm-hmm. And it took you how long, Michael, to get from door to door?
Hour and ten. You probably don't know this, but we do a podcast.
And
we do the whole
The Wittering Whitehalls.
I've listened to it.
At home.
I've listened. It's
with
fantastic.
These really nice people. They come with camera people. Uh-huh. And very polite and very quiet. And they wait for us to get ready. And then when we say we're ready, we sit in our own sofa in our own house and we do our podcast.
The Wittering Whitehalls.
We do not sit in a traffic
I'm
jam
on message.
For 1 hour and 10 minutes or 2 hours and 20 round trip in the back of a car.
Oh, can
to
I just
get
say,
here.
I'm so sorry, Jamie, that's your fault. I'm blaming you.
That is totally my fault. As I was thinking about it, I thought we should be doing it yours, but we're doing it here. Listen, so we're obviously engaged, we're getting married. How long have you guys been married for?
Do you know, Michael?
Yeah, I want
to. Do you know how many years we've been married? Let's see if he can get this question right. So you don't say reverse Mr. and Mrs.
Yes,
now.
Exactly.
We're doing an early doors okay, here version. We go.
And Michael, double points if you get the date right.
Well, he knows the date of our wedding for one very good reason, which was...
Do I?
The date of our... What day did we get married?
Oh, on April the 12th.
Why does he know it's April the 12th, Jamie?
Why?
Sophie?
Why?
Because...
It's my birthday.
We got married on his birthday.
It's my birthday. We got married on my birthday so that I would always remember my wedding
anniversary.
Very clever.
And I never do
because
it's Daddy's birthday. Daddy's birthday. Oh, your birthday. It's Michael's birthday. Lovely birthday, birthday. And then Molly, every year, my daughter.
Your friend.
Your friend. Mm-hmm. When Molly comes to the house or before my birthday, she rings and says, Daddy, and I say, yes, and she says, you remember that it's also the wedding anniversary, don't you? And I say, oh, shit, completely so forgot. Don't worry, I've got some stuff you can give Mummy. I'll bring it over, and I've got cards and all that sort of stuff.
Oh,
this happens every year. This happens every year.
Yeah, it didn't work. He never remembers our wedding.
You're not getting married on your wedding, on your birthday. No.
Wait, so Michael, so how long do you think, how many years do you think you've been married
for? Yeah, do you know how many years, Michael?
If you had to take a wild guess.
Well, Jack's 30...
For today, 34 today.
34 today.
Today.
Yes.
Also, sorry, just can we get this out early doors?
Yeah, we can.
Today, the best birthday present that any of Jack's fans could give him would be to buy the paperback, which is also out today.
Yes,
How to Survive
today.
Family Holidays.
How to Survive with Hillary and Michael White.
Yeah, sorry.
The lovely orange.
We had some big input to that.
Jack's billing is a bit overcooked, I think, personally.
So, Jack is 34, so yes. How many years have we been married? Let's see if you can do the maths.
Here we go.
Well, we got married because you were up the Duff, wasn't it?
No.
Did we? No, we didn't. No, that was
Let's
my previous
just scotch
wife.
Let's that rumour.
Sorry. No, that
Did
was
Did you
my
have
previous.
Children with your previous wife?
No.
No, exactly. So that's also, let's nail that rumour.
So let's get back. You said to me when we talked about children,
yep.
You said, looking at you, you said, I think we ought to get on and have children.
Yep.
Which I thought was really charming. I mean, I didn't look that old. I mean, there was quite a big age difference between us.
Just a tiny tad.
Just a tiny tad.
How many years age difference? Let's see if you can get this
What's the age difference between you two?
Is it 20-something?
20-something is quite a big range.
25?
No.
21 years.
It's just guessing. It's simply just
21 year age difference. So when I first met your parents...
That didn't go well.
How old was I?
I mean, I'm literally here just as your prompter. Yeah. When 44.
I was 44.
And
you
I was
were
23.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you met the parents.
I met the parents.
And
did not go well.
No.
I'm going to give you the checklist.
Well, yeah, Hilly, what happened?
Well, he was 44. He was an agent. He'd been married, so he was divorced. And he drove a Jaguar XJS. As far as my mother was concerned, there was nothing going for this.
And I had a girlfriend that I'd actually split up with, but you
didn't know that
about her.
Yeah.
So you thought she was still in tow.
Yeah.
And I went to see... I won't tell you the whole story about going to see the parents. Anyway. I'll just tell you about afterwards when you rang your parents.
I did.
And you said, I'm just going to ring Mummy and Daddy and just make sure they're happy and just to thank them for the lovely lunch and all that. So she picks the phone up and, oh, hello, Mummy, it's Hillary here. How are you? Oh, yes. Oh, no, lovely. And the lamb was delicious. Oh, yes. No, it was so nice to see you both, yes. And so what did you think of Michael?
I had to put the phone away from my ear at that
point. No ways. What did they say?
She said, well, I'm reserving judgment.
I said, well, reserve away. And then Michael had bought her a £2 box of Godivas, which was a whole other story. But her final parting shot, my mother, was... And also, incidentally, I cannot be bought. I said, what do you mean you can't be bought? She said, that box of chocolates was obscenely big.
Oh, my
my God. Said, it was very kind of him to buy you a big box of chocolates.
I went to Godiva chocolates. Cost a fortune, this huge, great box of chocolates. I originally thought, give her a small one, because I wasn't.
I was fond of your mother,
yes. But I didn't know her very well. Anyway, I thought, no, come on, Michael, push out the boat, £2. Fortune it cost me.
Yeah.
And then all I get is I can't be bored.
Yeah, but I think the thing is though, with Hillary, with you, okay, so you're 21 years old at the time.
That's 23.
23.
Yeah.
And you meet Michael.
Yeah, I want to know how you guys met.
So we met at a party. Wasn't a great beginning because we'd both been invited to the party fairly last minute.
Very last minute.
At lunchtime and me in the sort of 6 o'clock because they were short of women. It was somebody I was working with. It was an actress that I was working with who he was the agent for. And down I hoved to this party. And I met this American man who was quite short. We had a sort of 10-minute chat. He asked me all the obvious questions like, what's your name? How old are you? Where do you live? What do you do? Etc., etc. And then we sort of decided we needed to mingle a bit. So I then went. We then went over and met this character who was wearing a white suit. So I assumed he was gay because in those days, white suit equated someone who was gay. So I thought, well, this is quite a nice, funny, amusing gay man who then asked me all the same questions that the American had asked me 10 minutes previously. So he'd say, what's your name? And this man said, oh, I'm Stephen. This is Hillary. Oh, great. Where do you live, Hillary? Oh, Hillary lives in Kilburn. How old are you? Oh, Hillary is 23. What do you do? Hillary is an actress. I kept thinking, I do have a voice. Why are you answering for me? So he assumed that Steve was my husband. So it wasn't a great start, was it?
No. But, and I rang you, didn't I?
No.
Well, I rang you.
I rang you because I needed an agent.
Oh, yes, you did.
I took his number.
Did you?
The following day I rang. We had a meeting. Mm-hmm. I was just about to do a play in Northampton, in Rep. And I said, would you come and see me in my play in Northampton? He said, sorry, I don't do the North. I said, what do you mean you don't do the North? It's the Midlands.
Well, I didn't. I mean, I got a lot of letters from actors and actresses. And if they were working up North, I would always sound sorry, I'm afraid I haven't got time.
You missed a
blistering performance. I didn't realise that Northampton wasn't up
talent,
North.
But the other talent, you're just like, no, it's
nah,
not.
No, nah, nah, too
don't
far.
Do the North, yeah. So that didn't work well. I then went away on holiday, having done this play. He didn't take me on, needless to say. He told me which agents to avoid, who would chase me around the desk. There was quite a lot of that, which was quite handy because you go into the meeting knowing you're going to be chased around the desk, so you can put your running shoes on.
Yeah, so you can just
make sure you're prepped.
In those days.
In those days, not now.
Today,
yeah. I then went away on holiday to someone I had met like the previous year. He was also American, but he was my age. And we'd sort of corresponded because it was in the days way before mobile phones.
Mm. Yeah.
We'd corresponded and I thought, well, maybe I should just go over there and see if anything's going to happen. I stepped off the plane, and when I'd met him over here, because I'd been working with his father, who was a playwright, when I'd met him over here, he was very, very quiet, a bit reserved, quite intellectual. I thought, this is quite an interesting, you know, East Coast American man that I could perhaps, you know, who knows. I got off the plane, and he went, hey, how you doing? And I thought, oh, my God, I've made the most terrible mistake. And I then had 2 weeks to kill with this boy, who was lovely, but 2 weeks of thinking,
what have I done?
This is never going to work. It's never going to work. When I got back from that trip, there was a message on the answering machine from him. But of course, it was 2 weeks later, because we're into the days of answering machines.
And also, just time was, it just wasn't so instant. Everything took much longer. Yeah.
So I call back and I get his secretary and I say, oh, could you just say to Mr. Whitehall I'm returning his call? Nothing. So I called back again sort of early afternoon and I said, did he want to speak to me? And she said, oh, well, I have told him that you called and I'm sure he will call you back. By the close of play that day, I thought, okay, there's obviously something going on here. So I called back again to the secretary and I said, could you just explain to Mr. Whitehall that the reason it took me so long to call him back was because I've been on holiday and I've only just picked up his message. She was back on the phone within 5 minutes asking me out for dinner because he was too scared to do it himself.
No, I wasn't too scared.
Yes, you were.
I was not too scared.
Oh,
you were
too
scared.
I mean, that is a total and utter lie. Just think of this. I'm a top agent, one of the top agents in London, right? I look after actors like Colin Firth, Daniel Day-Lewis. Mm-hmm.
Judi Dench.
I have an amazing list of huge megastars.
Yeah.
And this girl is doing rep in Northampton. Flashes her eyebrows at me.
Eyelashes, sorry.
Flashes her eye piece at me.
My fake eye.
She takes her glass eye, rubs it, flicks it out, and then winks at me. And I think that will get you nowhere, dear. Anyway, I ring you to just be nice.
Ask me out for dinner.
Well, I didn't get that far. No, I just rang you and left a message. And 2 weeks later, you haven't rung me back. So by then, you're completely off.
Yesterday's news.
You know, not even considering you.
Yeah.
And I thought, obviously, it may have been because I wore that white suit and I should have worn, but I wasn't wearing it to meet you. I didn't know you were. Well, I didn't know who you were. Anyway, I did finally ring you back.
Yep.
But it wasn't because I was desperate.
No, you got your secretary to ring me back and say, would I like to have dinner with one of your clients and his wife? Because you were, again, a bit too scared to see me on your own. Anyway, we got over all of that.
I'm not going for this scared. I just thought it was very inappropriate.
Okay, so we had to have a chaperone.
For me to taking you out for dinner.
Okay, so yeah. Chaperones were involved.
Yes, yeah,
so
you took a chaperone. That's fair enough.
And the rest so, of
remember these can were I just say, other days.
These were other days, but can I just say we have not answered the thorny question of how many years we've been married.
That is true.
I was hoping we wouldn't go back.
Yeah, you see,
we've
gone off topic. All I do in the Wittering White Halls. I'm merely there to bring him back
to
on topic.
To prompt him back on. Wait, how many years is it then? You know.
Yeah,
I do know. It's 36 years.
36
wow,
years.
36 years of unalloyed joy.
What is the way to a successful marriage, do you both think? Hilly, what do you think it is?
I think it's there's the big C word in marriage, which is compromise. Mm-hmm. Compromise.
Oh, I would use another C word.
I'm sure you would, but let's not do it on this podcast.
I mean, I'm sure you're allowed to use the C
what
word.
What C word are you thinking
of? Well, obviously, I'm thinking comedy. I'm thinking sense of humour.
Yeah, he is right.
That's what we share. We have always shared.
Yeah. Yeah, rather
sense
like
of humor
rather like your good selves on our podcast. There are episodes where I can't breathe because I'm laughing so much.
So
I'm literally laughing at what he said, even now, 36 years
That's
on.
Key.
So comedy is key. Yeah. Laughing together, sense of humor, compromise. Pick your battles, Sophie.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could be battling all day, every day.
But do you guys?
I know this boy.
Do you guys argue?
Do we argue still? Oh yes. But
really?
That's my other piece of advice: never go to bed on an argument.
Really?
Why? Because you think you need to solve it the night before.
I think you need to just get on with it and move on and just part. You know,
otherwise
you get
it
sorted. Yeah.
I had a girlfriend. Well, one of my many girlfriends, but I did have a girlfriend who was a very tough cookie. I won't go into details about it.
She was terrifying. I had dealings with her. She was terrifying.
We'd have an argument, like Hillary and I have an argument, but it would go on. It would move into moody time.
Sulking.
So it would go on overnight, and still in the morning it would still be lurking around, this argument that we'd had about nothing a day before.
Mm. I can't bear sulking. It's fireworks, and then it's over.
Fireworks. And then...
He's a great shouter.
It's completely
loves
finished.
A rant and a shout, and then it's over.
And then it's just done.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Yep.
That's a bit like you, Sophie.
You have a rant and a shout.
Absolutely. Get it out. You're a bit of a sulker.
I am not a sulker. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm not a sulker. I get angry and then I'm over it.
And then 3 days later,
you bring it up again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, I do not.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
My God, no,
so
I do
suddenly
not.
Out
Your
of the blue, 3 days
exactly
later.
Yeah, it's like, Sophie, you know when you said... Blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
have we not dealt with this? Yeah.
You don't really think I'm a bitch, do you?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I do want to know this, because, Mike, I heard a thing that you actually hate weddings.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I promise you.
He will do anything to avoid a wedding.
I hate weddings more, I think, than anything else.
Explain why.
I can think of, a wedding is something I dread.
This is very relevant to you guys. This
because they
element.
Become longer and longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The captive
now, when
audience.
We got married, beautiful little church, arrived at the church, the guests arrived. We all went into the little church, mm-hmm. wedding at 3.
Photographs at 4. Mm-hmm.
Back to
my parents,
parents
to the marquee, because they'd got used to the fact that we were getting married.
Yeah.
Champagne. Sorry, just going back on one of your previous episodes.
Yeah.
Yes, Jamie, you're having champagne at your wedding, okay? Get over it.
Thank you, Hillary.
Champagne. Ice cold champagne in a flute.
Absolutely.
Okay, just saying, Jamie.
There you go. No option.
Champagne and canapes, mm-hmm. speeches, cutting the cake, little bit of chat. We went off on honeymoon, mini moon actually, because we went to Bath because I had a job. Everybody was gone by 7. So it's 3 to 4 hours. Yeah, now it's 3 to 4 days.
3 to 4 hours.
I said hello to help your mother, who was still...
smarting.
Bearing it.
Was it everything that you had teed up to be? Because we keep getting told that actually your wedding day is quite an anxious period because you're worried about things going right and all these different things.
Worried about your guests as well, I think.
I think it's been very interesting for me listening to your podcast because obviously I'm talking about 36 years ago. There are some substantial differences, not least the time frame of weddings now, which are rather than 3 to 4 hours, they're 3 to 4 days. I know you've been, do we do the day after?
I know, we pressured into these days after and days before.
Yeah.
And also, you guys are invited, so you have to...
Well, we need
and
to
Michael,
Michael's
in,
thrilled about
Michael,
it.
Michael, just to let you know, you're invited. It's in Sota Grande, which is in Spain, so you have to fly to Spain.
I mean, that seemed worse.
Look at the face. But we could stay in the Marbella Club, couldn't we?
Yes, you could.
Which was our first ever holiday.
Yes, it was.
When I was pregnant with Jack, and then we went back the following year with baby Jack. We love the Marbella Club.
We were going to get married then.
I know, but what happened?
It's freakishly expensive.
Too spenny.
It's the most expensive place I've ever seen in my life.
When I heard that a sheikh had flown in, I thought, okay, how much is this venue?
It was very the place to go in the 60s.
Yeah.
But it was not expensive in the 60s.
No. Well, sorry, I was not with you in the 60s. Just
I'm just talking about...
I know, but when we went in the 80s, it was quite expensive, but not like now.
No.
But what about stag do's and hen do's?
That's nothing.
You must have had a stag do.
No, nothing.
None of that.
We actually had one of his clients
Jack would,
at the time.
Of course, say the reason Daddy didn't have a stag do is because he didn't have any friends, but...
One of his clients.
That would be a classic Jack remark.
I'd say that now.
I definitely do.
What did you have back then?
One of his clients at the time was Martin Jarvis, who's an actor. Joss William is probably what you remember him from. They gave a dinner. Mm-hmm. Actually, it wasn't the night before the wedding because we had a slightly complicated situation because Michael was divorced, so we couldn't get married in church. So we had to get married in a registry office first. So we did that at the beginning of the week. And we had a dinner.
Registrar Lehane.
Yeah.
That was his name.
Chief Registrar Lehane, Hammersmith. The Hammersmith Registry Office is in a car park on the M4. It's really glamorous.
Gone. I was sorry.
It's now gone. Then.
It's gone. It was very romantic.
Sorry, the registry office is on the M4.
It's on the M4. You know that bit where you just go up onto the flyover at Hammersmith? Yeah, it's right there.
You're lying.
And it's in a car park. Yeah.
You're lying.
Not in a car park. I promise you that's where it was.
If you looked out of the window above the table where the man, chief registrar, you could see the cars. And it was sort of whatever it's
frosted.
Called. But you could see the
cars
and lorries.
And lorries.
What happened to the best man? Was the speech good?
The speech was good, but the preamble to the best man was
Nigel Havers, I don't know if you know who he is. He was a big star when I looked after
him. Not dissimilar to your good self.
Short?
Blonde, short,
he did lots
talented,
of
charming, funny, charming,
the charmer, good
witty.
His big things? The
well, the big thing, I remember Nigel for was Chariots of Fire. He hurdled over the hurdles with the champagne glasses on.
He was a very successful young actor.
But was he good as a best man?
No.
Well, he was good in so much as he did tell a funny...
He did a very good speech.
Very good speech.
Very good speech.
But the rest of it was hopeless.
So he arrived
lost
late.
In his way.
Yeah. Had a row with his wife in the car. We did that, the nightmare, Sophie, of the children at weddings. There was no children, and they brought their child.
Oh, no.
Dude, this is what we're discussing. We don't know whether they had kids or not.
They shouldn't have done that if you said that.
Well,
I think
it was the usual thing of, oh, I'm really sorry, the babysitter let us down at the last minute, or my mother's gone away, or whatever. So there was a child in tow.
Also, the best man is supposed to be, technically speaking, the best man is there to keep the groom relaxed and not too tense and just
calm
happy.
And running.
Calm down and it's all going to be fine. And that's their main duty. Going up the aisle is a doddle because you've delivered him now. He's going up the aisle. Nigel arrived.
Does the man go up the aisle?
We were already... halfway up the aisle when Nigel got out of his car because he got lost.
I should explain, Michael, that ours was a blessing. So actually we walked up the aisle together.
Oh, yes, that's right. It
that's
was
very
a blessing.
Modern.
Of course,
well, because we were
already
married.
Been with Chief so Registrar Lehane.
Yeah, we weren't allowed by the vicar. So Nigel literally, we were halfway up the aisle and Nigel ran past us with his wife and child in tow. Having had a row because they'd gone to the wrong church.
Oh dear, that is very bad.
What's the one piece of advice you would give to us about getting married, about living our lives together that you have to sort of live by?
Just don't take it all too seriously.
Yeah, great.
That, you know, we're back to comedy, aren't we? Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And just and I think that's what we have.
And
which
try
you
and
have.
Enjoy it. Just and enjoy. Actually even enjoy the process of planning
of
it.
The way,
I mean,
yeah.
you do laugh a lot. I know that.
Yeah.
But it's so true. You forget planning it. You need to just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And Michael, what would you say your advice is?
Don't refer to your wife, if you've been married before, as your current wife. Which
that's
I do all the
all
time.
All the time.
I say, this
still
is
now.
My current
still
wife.
He does.
And she said, don't.
No, no. I say... You can't afford it, so don't even go there. He always says, this is the current Mrs. Whitehall.
You always
that
say that.
So yes.
Well, you never Mrs. know Whitehall. What's round the corner, Ben.
One more question I have is, Michael, when you asked Hillary's father, I assume, for her hand in marriage, how did you do it?
Can you even remember?
The problem is we were roughly the same age.
You were not the same age as my father.
I was trying to casually chat to him. And we suddenly got to talking about the Blitz in 1940. And he
when
was looking
you were
at me.
One. You weren't even one. You were born.
I was born in 1940.
Born in the Blitz.
Sorry, so I was talking about bombs dropping. And he was looking at me thinking, how old is this man? Then he's talking about the Blitz and the bombs falling on London because that's what I did, he was thinking.
Yeah.
I
think he may even have asked my father after he'd asked me. I think he did it the wrong way round.
The wrong way round.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I think you did probably. The interesting one though, the interesting can I have your daughter's hand in marriage was poor old Toby who had to come and ask him. OMG.
So how did that go down?
You were mean because you made a joke of the whole thing and he got in such a state, Toby.
Describe this moment. So what happened?
I'll tell you exactly what happened. This may be whatever it's called. Socially incorrect.
I'm
not going to get.
It's a joke.
Toby kept saying that he was going to be around in our area.
Said he was coming to a meeting in Putney, and I thought it's quite weird. He's never had a meeting in Putney before.
Are you going into the rowing business? Is that? And he came in at 11 o'clock. We went into the kitchen, had a little chat. And then I said,
"I was there as well.
How are you, Toby?" And he said, yes, I'm fine. He said, "It's just something I want to ask you.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something." So I said, "Fine." Were you there?
Yes, I was.
I don't remember you being there.
I was there, Michael. Right.
You were sitting in that corner, I remember.
Yeah, because I sit in the corner quietly most of the time.
And also facing the wall.
So like, what you do, Sophie? You just
sit. Hilary was in the corner facing
the
wall.
Like the good little wife that I am. Hilary was sitting in the corner facing the wall.
And Toby said, Michael, I think we were still standing up.
You were standing up. I was sitting facing the wall.
I said, sit down. And he said, no, I'm fine. I'm standing. And I said, no. He said, "Well, there's something I need to say to you."
Yes, that was.
And he was looking quite serious.
Something I need to say to you.
Something I need to say to you. And
you did the usual joke, the old favourite usual joke.
I put my arms around him and said, "Toby, don't worry. A lot of people are gay." And I love gay people. I've been in that business all my life, the
don't
acting
worry.
World. And you don't need to worry. And he then burst into tears.
Because he
knew I was joking. But it just sort of relaxed him because he was so tense. And I then put my arms around him and said, we are so thrilled.
No, he then said, it's that I want to marry Molly. Please, can I marry Molly? And you said, there was a lot of crying.
And then
lot
we all had a nice big cry.
He had the ring with him. He showed us the ring.
But I just managed to soften it a bit with
that
remark.
In.
But that may not be a politically
really
correct.
Yeah.
No, that is correct. And Hilary, how did you feel at that moment?
I felt absolutely thrilled because I thought, at bloody last, he's got round to it.
I know, and that's what happens.
Did you have all that? The waiting, everyone asking.
A lot of asking, yes.
Can I also say that you asked your mother a question, is she going to cry? Weirdly, neither of us cried at Molly and Toby's wedding because we were so happy and so thrilled that actually I just was so elated. I didn't need to cry. I didn't have that. I just had a huge smile on my face all day.
When was the last time, Michael, you cried, do you think?
I think when you took all the money out of the bank for that mortgage, when I saw our bank statement,
I
cried.
I knew it would be money-related.
I knew it would be money-related. I couldn't understand how we could afford that house.
To be honest.
And I then knew, because you'd just take the money out of the bank account.
I think the last time you cried was when I told you how much Molly and Toby's wedding cost.
There we go.
Yes, that's true.
Guys, before you go, and listen, everyone go and listen to The Wittering White Halls. You can get it all on any podcast platform. It's very funny. Michael, you have to promise me that you will come to our wedding in Spain
on this
next
podcast
year.
With how many millions of listeners do you have? We have a million witnesses. Be careful what you say here because there will be a million people willing you to Sotta Grande.
Yeah. Michael,
are you coming? Because Peggy's a flower girl. Toby's the best man.
You have to see Peggy as a flower girl.
Yeah.
Hilary, you're coming.
I'm coming.
Michael, are you coming to our wedding?
Are you picking up flights?
No, you're paying for your own flights and your own accommodation. You're paying for it all. You're paying for everything.
All right.
Yay! Yes!
That's a big moment. Yeah. That is a huge moment.
Right, so he's coming to the wedding. Everyone's listening to The Wittering White Halls. Everyone's listening to Nearlyweds. Yeah. And everyone's buying
Jack's
My Family Holidays by Jack Whitehall.
Hilary, Michael,
birthday.
Thank you so much
thank
for coming on the podcast.
So much,
we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And do you know what? Can I just, as a very final parting shot, we have not mentioned poo once.
I know.
Thank the Lord.
Why would they have pooed in it, though? Have you ever taken a poo in a kettle? Presumably from the top end rather than the other end.
Smart end.
Unless it was a very long, slimy one.
Do you enjoy that, Sophie?
I love them so much.
We were all so hot.
So hot. I felt so bad because also Michael's dressed like to the nines in a full suit and you've not even got the aircon on for them. Also, the worst bit about it is we could have gone to their house and not made them trek an hour to this podcast studio.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Hey, we should probably do a reverse Mr. and Mrs. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Let's play reverse Mr. and Mrs. What's that?
That's the new jingle. The question is, who is your hero?
Okay, so we know how the game works. You don't know.
I know.
Okay, who's my hero?
Your brother. Boom.
No, it's not.
Well, you've said that before on an interview. No, my lying to the press.
My hero is not
your childhood hero is your brother.
No, he wasn't.
And your adult hero is your brother.
No, it's not. That's not. No, that's a complete lie.
Fine.
Try and guess.
Paul Rudd.
No, he's not my hero.
Michael Jordan.
Just naming.
No, no.
Who did Michael Jordan play for?
Basketball.
Okay, no, who else? Go on, name another one. Go on.
Spencer Matthews.
You think my hero... Look how much that tickled you. That made you laugh a lot, didn't it? That made you laugh a lot.
A little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Fuck it, do you know who your hero is?
Who?
Yours are probably one of the Desperate Housewives.
Oh my God, get over this. You've
it will be.
Told everyone about the Desperate Housewives. I've got loads of people messaging me saying that they're rewatching it because of you've rekindled.
That's who you think.
That's obviously not my hero.
Who's your hero?
That's not part of the game. You've got to okay. You get three guesses.
Okay. I'm probably your hero.
No.
Okay, your dad?
No.
Who's your hero? Go.
Florence Nightingale.
What does she do?
She was a nurse. Do you not know?
And what does she do?
She was a nurse and she carried a candle around.
That's who your hero is?
Yeah, who's yours?
Johnny Wilkinson.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous behaviour. Okay.
This game is dumb, but I love it. That's the end of...
Reverse Mr. and Mrs.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we also do on the podcast is we have our wedding favours, and we have a wonderful wedding favour. This is where we shout and scream and really talk about all of those little tips, tricks, businesses that would be amazing for different weddings. And we have today one from a lovely person called Lucy, who says, hi, Jamie and Sophie, my name is Lucy, and I've recently been making tables out of wedding bouquets.
Wow.
Which got a lot of love on TikTok. We're going to leave the link below. They're a truly unique way of keeping precious flowers and memories of the day alive for years.
I love that you could make like a bedside table out of it.
Yeah, out of the flowers. My partner, Gary, and I absolutely love the podcast. I'd be completely made up if the tables were featured or mentioned anyway, and I'd, of course, love to do a table for you if interested. I only started doing this as something for a friend's wedding last summer, and it's still a hobby on top of my full-time work.
I think that is such a nice idea.
It's amazing. So go and check it out. What they do, you get your wedding bouquet and then they put it in sort of a resin and you can make tables or benches or bedside tables.
Or you can make like a little chair.
Yeah, anything.
Put it in your child's room. How sweet.
I love that.
I love that idea. There's a lot of like sustainability going on with the flowers. I love it.
If you want to check her out on TikTok, go to Lucy Did This. It is amazing. They are so cool. She's based in Yorkshire. They're all bespoke. I absolutely love that.
Lucy, thank you so much for your wedding favour.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in once again. Please remember, if you want to get in touch with us, you can really simply, all you have to go to our Instagram at nearlywedspodcast, or you can send us an email, contact@nearlywedspodcast.com. We want to hear all of your stories. Anything at all, please let us know.
Thanks, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.